Hi, Amanda. How are you doing?
Hi, Paul. I'm all right. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, thank you for giving us your time for this interview. So this interview is going to be an oral history regarding you as a student and your involvement on campus and how you maneuvered your way around being here during a pandemic. So can you introduce yourself to the audience, please? So who are you? What year did you enter St. Mary's? What do you do on campus? What's your involvement like?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Amanda Swan. I'm a second year here at St. Mary's. So I actually started fall of 2020. As far as involvement, I am the president of the Hispanic Student Union here. I am a president's ambassador, and I'm also a resident assistant and some other things that I can't remember.
Thank you for sharing. You are a busy student. So you are an RA and you entered during fall 2020, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so being a freshman during fall 2020, how was that experience? Can you share a little bit? Because I know there was an option to be on campus, but right, everything was virtual. So
right. So for me, I chose to stay home that year, which actually I feel gave me some benefits that even the residents on campus didn't get, because we were all taking virtual classes regardless if we were on campus or off. So me being off campus and being able to stay home and still be in San Antonio, I think kind of gave me more freedom in choosing, like, if I could get to go to campus and just work there, but then still have the benefits and luxuries of living at home. Which, you know, as I was coming to campus just for a downtime to study, work in the library, a lot of the resident students who lived here are from out of town, and so they were having all the struggles of taking online classes, but none of the comforts of home. So I actually feel a bit lucky.
Yes, so I think that might be something coming from you were just right out of high school, and so how was your senior year of high school?
Well, my senior year of high school was awful, but it was already awful before COVID. I was hit by a drunk driver, like, the first month of my senior year. So I had a really bad concussion, and I was kind of out of it physically and mentally for a few months. That happened in late September, so right before October, my bad. And then when COVID happened in March, it just kind of felt like everyone else was catching up to my level. I was like, I've already been miserable. Like, y'all can join me. Like, so I don't know. I didn't really feel much change. I was already staying at home most of the time.
Okay. So I think that's something that might have worked out in your favor in the end, being able to transition to Zoom, because there was not much of a transition, would you say?
It actually, yeah, I'd say in terms of my recovery after my accident, it actually helped me a lot, because just being able to stay at home, take the time and rest that I needed, it helped me heal leaps more than it had, like, in those few months when I was still physically going to high school after my accident.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I was doing more academically demanding work within St. Mary's University, because it was online and I was at home, I was able to recharge and cater to my needs more fully, which allowed me to heal more.
Okay, so given that you were off campus for your first year, mm-hmm, and everything was virtual, what made you interested in the resident assistant position? And how do you think your experience as a freshman during fall 2020 has, mm-hmm, impacted your role as an RA?
So what made me interested is that clearly, I mean, living on campus, and it had been made clear by administration around spring 21, so entering right before I was about to enter my second year of undergrad, administration had pretty much made it clear that we would be returning to at least some level of in-person classes that next year. So the benefits of being on campus skyrocketed. Being on campus has been proven to be able to boost your grades, your involvement, your enjoyment of the college experience. And yes, I live in San Antonio, but I also live half an hour away. So while I would have loved to live on campus, it was just simply out of my budget. So it's just not cost effective for someone who lives in San Antonio to live on campus. If you have a house down the street, why would you pay thousands to live on campus? It just doesn't make fiscal sense. But the resident assistant role was, for the first time ever, I believe, opened to people who had never lived on campus before. Previously, that had been a requirement to apply. This year, or that year rather, it was stipulated as a strong preference. So I applied, and I went through the process and didn't get it. I got waitlisted. So halfway through the summer, they gave me a call and they said, okay, a spot opened up. Would you like to accept the role? And I said, yes, please. So I had to change a lot of my plans because it was already halfway through the summer. I had been expecting to live at home. But in the end, it's worked out tremendously. So I'm very grateful to have gotten this opportunity. And now, able to be in this role after having been a first year during the peak of COVID and being a commuter at that same time, I think I really understand where my students are at. Like, these residents, because I have almost entirely freshmen, have not attended school in person since their junior year of high school. And they didn't have a full year until their sophomore year. So it has been a minute for these residents. And I think for me, I'm able to kind of bring in the joys and experiences I had living at home, like just that healing sense of home from, you know, my actual house and the things I learned and the bonding that I enjoyed with my family at that time to my residence hall. And I'm able to welcome my residents in and give them a true home like I had.
Yes, thank you for sharing. So how would you describe your duties as a resident assistant during the time of COVID right now?
To keep them safe is a big one. I mean, they are adults, so there's not much in the way of changing their personal outlooks and their risk assessments in terms of COVID. But if I can do something to help them in other ways, I think one of the big ones has been helping them socially. I actually don't know if other resident assistants, well, actually, no, I do know that other RAs have experienced this. But when my residents reach out to me, more often than not, it's actually about a social problem than any kind of academic or roommate conflict or anything like that. Like, they just want advice on making friends or joining clubs or some kind of relationship squabble. And it's like, these residents are really socially stunted, which I think we all are. But again, I think I was able to kind of have some support in that because I was with my mom at home all of last year. So like, I had that strong support system. Whereas these students are now just like thrown off the deep end on their own. So I feel very lucky that I get to help them as best as I can and just kind of act as a guide and the support whenever they need it.
Okay, so would you describe yourself as a campus resource or a resource for your residents? And do you think in your role as a student and a student staff, do you think the Office of Residence Life also serves as a resource for yourself?
Okay, the first one, I hope I can be a resource to them. I would say yes, not just because of my RA role, but also because I am a academic peer coach for the TRIO Student Support Services here on campus. So both of these combined, I feel, have really taught me and given me skills to provide to these students and residents that do kind of make me a resource. I mean, you know, they literally show us where every single office is on campus, where the counseling center is, where the retention center is, where the RSC is, who knows what. And just by virtue of being in these roles, I know more faculty and staff around the campus who I know can be of assistance to residents when I personally cannot be. So I think so, and I encourage all students to like just talk to their RA if they have any questions. Whether the Office of Residence Life is a resource for me, I certainly feel like they are. I think for RAs though, and you know, especially for people in my position who are maybe waitlisted and or maybe didn't live on campus at all last year, and no, we're just kind of here by some miracle. At least for me personally, I've struggled a lot with some level of hesitance to go to the Office of Res Life or my superiors within my RA position, because I fear it may reflect poorly on me or my ability to do the job. I certainly feel like it's there, but that level of fear is still present.
That's interesting. Thank you for sharing about how you feel as an RA during this year and during the times of COVID. So given in your RA position that you are required to enforce policy, so how does that make you feel when you have to enforce policies that are directed towards COVID?
The biggest one that we are required to enforce is the mask policy. So that, it can really feel futile a lot of the times, because you walk into a room, like the lounge in my residence hall, and obviously none of the residents are wearing masks, so you say, hey guys, can you wear a mask please? And they do. But you know full and well that as soon as you walk out, those masks are coming right back off. So that can really just feel like trying to empty the ocean with a bucket. The biggest concern for me personally is the vaccinations on campus, which are fairly impressive, but still not where we'd really want them to be for like a collective amount of protection and immunity in the community. However, as an RA, we are not permitted to ask. I wouldn't want to. That's an invasion of medical privacy. However, like, some of the hardest situations I've had to deal with is when a resident comes to me and says, hey, my roommate is not vaccinated at all. They are very unsafe with COVID procedures. They're very flagrant. Sometimes they just have a really blatant disregard for COVID, and I don't know what to do. And I just don't know what to tell these students, because the Office of Residence Life can't move them or the roommate on these grounds. And as an institution, there's not much we can do, or at least nothing we have done either. So that's been really hard.
Yes, I can imagine that it's tough to hold your peers accountable, and also holding people that you are sort of above in an authority position accountable, when it's just a lot. And it's been difficult for everyone throughout the year, so I definitely see that. Well, before we conclude this interview, one last question is, to the campus of St. Mary's, what do you think is the best resource, or what is the resource that you would utilize the most during COVID?
The professors. Absolutely. So I personally have my favorite professor in the whole wide world, Dr. Betsy Smith, the GOAT, the most amazing person, human, I've ever met in my whole life. And she is absolutely wonderful. I encourage any student, even if you are nowhere near her department, which is political science, which she is the chair of, what a boss, to just try to have one interaction with her. But like, even then, I know that every department, every student just has like their professors that are just always there for them, that they know care for them, and that you also connect to on a personal level. So for me, that's Dr. Smith. But for someone else in the poli sci department, it might be Dr. Vega. And these professors, they're all wonderful and they all care about the students. I would encourage you to really explore your department and find the ones that just get you and that you feel a true personal connection with, because those are the ones that are going to help not just support you academically, but personally. Those are going to be the ones that you're calling, panicking, like, I don't know, like, how to get an internship. I need help. Like, what's your advice? I want to go to law school, but I'm freaking out, man. Like, help me. Like, those are going to be your rocks.
Thank you so much for sharing about that. And I think that is important, because I think professors are easily forgotten as a campus resource, mm-hmm. and kind of dehumanized throughout the semesters as we do homework for them, do assignments, but they are definitely there. But anyways, thank you, Amanda, for giving us your time and participating in this oral history of COVID and your academic experience here at St. Mary's University.
Thank you, Paul. This was so much fun.